So if y'all turn to page 98 in the Gold Prayer Book, we'll start with the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer. Sangye Chodan Soki Chognam La Janchu Bardu Dagni Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyen Gi Pe Sunam Gi Drola Penche Sangye Drupasho Sangye Chodan Soki Chognam La Janchu Bardu Dagni Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyen Gi Pe Sunam Gi Drola Penche Sangye Drupasho Sangye Chodan Soki Chognam La Jangchu Bardu Dagni Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyen Gi Pe Sonam Gi Drola Penchu Sangye Drupashog. And if you just flip back one page to 97, we'll do the short mandala offering and then follow it with the request to turn the Wheel of Dharma. Sashi Puki Chushi Meto Trari Ramlingji Nide Gempari Sangye
Oh, So where we stopped last Wednesday, so here, like, in order to do refuge, you know, refuge, in order to do refuge, when we say, in order to do refuge prayer, basically what it means like taking refuge, okay, taking refuge. In order to take refuge, first we have to set up the object. What do you call refuge field? Refuge field. It's like this is a section of the setting up object of refuge or refuge field. Refuge field. Field, you know, that things grows. In the field or on the field? In the field. In the field? Yeah. There's no, all that, you know, the food that grows in the field. Similarly, all the merit, you know, positive energy, merit grows from those objects. That's why it's called field. Merit field, refuge field. Why it's called field? Because there's so many things grows, you know, so many edible things grows from fields. Similarly, so many different, you know, types of marriage, like, grows from those objects. That's called its field, okay? So here, now, this is like setting up refuge field, in order to take refuge. Gesim, so I'm going to review this a little bit quickly. Gesim, chepajana dembe ngane, you know, with positive mind. With like, with the positive mind, with the positive set of mind, so then that's how you should visualize, you know, refuge field, okay, with the positive set of mind, not with, you know, the angry mind, with the positive mind, Ganesha was in the Bengali, Dinjin Lam Gauss. Space before you, so then you visualize, so the beautiful, you know, like snow line throne, and similar, like, you know, outside, and beneath the stupa, same, decorated by all kind of jewels, you know, similar, beautiful throne, Singhi Chimbo, Nijin Namga, Singhi Jeji Tepe, So let's go on. Maybe what I should do. So in order to maybe most of you already know. So but anyway, so I'm going to review the refuge. About refuge? Okay. Is it okay? So, as a Buddhist, you know, it's important to understand. You know, there's two different commentary I'm reading. There's two different commentary. So the one commentary they wrote by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So somebody we can see. You know, so there's the one. This commentary is written by Lama. Long before, you know, it's been passed away long time ago. Then I guess she was doing one jam do simje, simje, one to down the sheva does so. Sheva does a constant to the same song jula, lam lobole, cheva jam do. So Buddha's teaching is, you know, solely designed for, generally speaking, the Buddha's teachings, you know. Yes, are solely designed for someone who is seeking liberations. Not just temporary relief here and there, seeking, you know, like bigger goal, like liberations. That means, you know, everlasting freedom from all the complications, right? Everlasting, you know. It's not just here and there, you know, it's like forever, forever. Sanje chodan gindi de tabaduban nam jeje. Sanje Buddha, enlightened being, che dharma, gindi, like, say, sangha community, so sangha community, so these are three objects. Sanje de gindi. Tarva deva, tarva, liberations. Tarva means liberations. Moksha. Now this is all set for knowledge, okay? Then knowledge, you know, eventually needs to be implemented when you practice. So, you know, this Buddha's teaching is not designed to, you know, to seek some kind of, you know, like wealth. Of course, you know, like when you travel now throughout Southeast Asia, so unfortunately, you know, most of the people, their understanding of Buddha Dhamma is very, very poor, very poor. So, and part of, you know, become like, you know, like culture, you know, culture, that's what you do. But it's not, this is totally designed for some, to help someone to liberate themselves from the samsara. So, tarva deva, liberation, deva is desire, one who has desire for liberations. Devanamji. So then this Buddha Dhamma Sangha become their object of refuge. It's clear? Is it clear? Second knowledge, you know. That does not mean any like practice that we do, meditate, you know, doesn't mean there's no benefit. There is benefit. Every positive thing that we do, there's benefit. Now whether that goes to the cause for liberation or not is very much depend on our mindset, our motivations. So it could become the cause for samsara, samsaric goodness, could become the, you know, cause for more wealth or maybe long life, or maybe another precious human life, right? Another precious human life, that's not liberations. Another precious human life, there's not bad things, no? Another precious human life, but there's not liberations. This is part of samsara. So the, every positive thing that we do, you know, there is benefit. But whether that becomes the cause for enlightenment or liberation, this very much depends on motivations. If the motivation is, you know, like strongly supported by bodhicitta, then whatever you do, it becomes the cause for enlightenment. If the motivation is, you know, like the supported by strong motivations to get out of samsara, then it's become the cause for liberations. So then it's very much depend on the motivation. So lammemba, so means I'm reading the His Holiness commentaries, okay. Lammemba say there are many different types of spiritual practice. Some spiritual practice is designed to, you know, to gain more wealth, you know, to success in the business. So when you travel, you know, that like India, there's also, within the India, there's many people do spiritual practice for solely different goals, you know, different goals. So this, you know, this teaching is, you know, different. It's different. Lammemba. According to goal, so then path can be supreme or superior, or how is it? Superior, then opposite, inferior. It doesn't mean it's negative or bad, you know, this is based on a goal. One is like completely freedom from all the complication, and another path, you know, is not just completely free from, it's like seeking something within the samsara, so, you know, better life, better health, you know, like more money, whatever goal might be. So lam memale cheba cheji sa lam lobale cheba cheji chamro chamro tene nulu da like lam memale or like inferior or maybe wrong path, you know, like say sacrificing animals, you know, that kind of practice will lead somewhere. That's like wrong path. Wrong path, you know. So, lam lobal chebal cheju chamdros. So the refuge differentiate between Buddhist path and the wrong path. No, make sense? Lam membal chebal cheju simji. So lam membal chebal simji. So then there's like Theravadan tradition, Mahayana tradition. There's two different traditions Buddha himself taught. Buddha himself taught there's two different paths, Theravadan tradition and Mahayana tradition. Theravadan traditions, that you are mainly working for your own liberation, not necessarily thinking about liberation of all living beings. So because of that mindset, Theravadan tradition is considered as a lower. The Mahayana tradition is considered as higher because of the mindset. The Mahayana traditions, you are thinking about the well-being of all living beings, not just yourself. In Theravada traditions, pretty much focusing your own well-being, own liberations. So because of that mindset, so then Theravada tradition is like considered as like a lower path. So Mahayana is like higher. So then Bodhicitta, Chamdosu now have refuge in Bodhicitta, refuge differentiates from wrong path. It's Buddhist path, it's not different, make things, make no difference from the wrong path, such as, for example, you know, like, the one obvious example is like, you know, like sacrificing animals for, like, some kind of, like, heaven, I'm not sure what it is, but, you know, like that. So the refuge differentiates from that, then Bodhicitta, refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, that we say every day, not every day, or most of us we do. So in the center we say every time, see. So the Bodhicitta, the second or two line, that's, you know, about Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta then differentiates the practice from Theravada traditions, okay? It's higher. Then that is like whatever practice that we do, giving, practicing patience, like single-pointed meditation, all of that, you know, that become part of Mahayana practice because of Bodhicitta. Because of refuge, it becomes Buddhist practice. Because of Bodhicitta, it becomes Mahayana practice. Make sense? Oh, yeah. Lam membale cheba cheju senje chesung bada je lam la jong jong. So this question I will read at the end. Okay, one question about the class. So before we take refuge, what we need to know, what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha. Without knowing the object, the very object that we are taking refuge, no, refuge is refuge. Not knowing the object, no, so then that refuge practice more may not become very, very effective. See? So then we need to understand those Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So among those three objects, so Dharma is more important. Dharma. What is Dharma? Chiyo kunju ngu shi pachi. Teni deshi namja shi pachi ni kunju ngu shi pachi. So now, what is Dharma? Dharma is, you know, jin means, you know, the meaning of the Dharma is like hold or transform. Hold or transform, hold, you know. hold from the very mind that we have. So hold that mind, drink something, I said something that's not much beneficial, or hold or protect or transform. That's the meaning of dharma, transform, dharma. In order to have very, I say, in order to have good understanding what is dharma, in order to have good understanding what is dharma, good knowledge about dharma, so then one needs to read Four Noble Truths. Okay, Four Noble Truths. So in order to have very good understanding of dharma, so one needs to study Four Noble Truths. Then Rinji Kunjo Tengish Dhyamba, Chö Kunjo Tengish Dhyamba. So then, you know, the very person who teach dharma, so that's, you know, Buddha. According to Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, so then, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha is the one who taught, you know, Buddhism, okay, who taught Buddhism. So then, people who practicing their teachings, you know, the people who are embracing their teachings and implementing in day-to-day life, you know, so then that's called, you know, in the loose term, that's called Sangha. Okay, the person who is like practicing, studying, thinking, first study, then thinking deep, then gain some kind of experience, realizations. So that's called Sangha. Oh? So these are the three objects, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So then with that understanding of, you know, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, so then taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, then one become Buddhist. Whether you go through ceremony or not, then you yourself become Buddhist. Oh? So if you go through the ceremony, if you don't know what is Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, so then in reality that you are not Buddhist. I'm not saying you, but that include everybody, okay? I'm not just pointing at you. Then that person doesn't become Buddhist. So now Buddhist and non-Buddhist, based on Buddha's teachings, how you differentiate Buddhist, non-Buddhist, how you differentiate. Not by, you know, so you are saying, oh, Buddhist is best, your belief is not good. It's not like, you know, killing each other, criticizing each other, no. It's based on view, chinang cheva, chinang. Buddhist, non-Buddhist. Non-Buddhist, that term does not have negative connotation. It's like simply, it's not Buddhist. Buddhist and non-Buddhist. Differentiate. How you differentiate? These are all good to know. Differentiate between Buddhist and non-Buddhist. Or then it's simply, mainly based on view. The view. Tawa kadaji chajashi, ken lempa ten namba sanjibe trudama wasi. Four seals. No? If you remember four seals. What are those four seals? Dije tamje midaba. Say all product. product, all product. Products, yeah, products. So when I say word products, what are you thinking? No? Not necessarily to refer to the machine or company or factory, right? Product. The tree is product. Tree, outside tree is product. Yeah. Yeah, produce is produced by something, right? All the product, or you can, another way you can say, all the impermanent phenomena, that's the same. Duje is produced by, you know, causes and circumstance, you know, produced by, you know, causes and conditions. Mainly refers to all the impermanent existence, all the impermanent existence. Well, this is clear? Duje tamje, duje. Duche means, you know, it's like the very existence is like based on causes and conditions. Very existence of that object is based on causes and conditions. That's called duche, tamje midava. Among those four seals, first one is that duche tamje midava. That's the view. Duche tamje midava. Sache tamje dunga was. Anybody remember the second one? I mean, in English, not in Tibetan. English translation. Second one. Yeah, Dr. Brown, please.
All this stuff is circular.
Oh, better translation. That's kind of depressing. So see, you can, you know, like, I'm just teasing, but you know, it's this Sajje Tamje Dunga Sajje. Sakje, there's no Sakje means, you know, Sakje is refers to afflicted mind. Sakje. Sajje Tamje Dunga Sajje Tamje Dunga. What do you say? All the stuff is suffering?
All the stuff is suffering.
All the stuff is suffering. That sounds good? Huh? That sounds good? That's what. Sajje Tamje Dunga. That's called Sajje contaminated. Same uncontaminated. No. Say anything that, you know, anything that increase, anything, so need to elaborate now, anything, instead of, you know, just living there, all the stuff is suffering, instead of living there, need to elaborate a little bit. Sajje Tamje. Anything that contributes, that anything that increase our negative mind, afflicted mind. Make sense? Anything that increase has afflicted mind. Whether it's by seeing, smelling, touching, thinking, you know, anything that increase or contribute towards that negative mind, that's the definition of contaminated. Contaminated, that's what it means. Contaminated means, or that's what it means. Sajje. So, since here, I said it many, many times, suffering does not mean pain. Suffering, the understanding of suffering in the West is not deep enough. It's not deep enough. Suffering, the way I see it, is simply refers to complications, you know, all the complications. complication related to the mind, complication related to the body, all of that, you know, that's like suffering. Suffering doesn't mean pain. So Sajje Tamje Dunga was. So then all the contaminated things are suffering. So does not mean all the contaminated things are complicated. Not just complicated, very complicated. Oh. See, that's what it means. Sajya tamje dungawa. This understanding. Oh. That's second seal. Out of four seal, the second seal. Oh. Dr. Brown already gained the realization of Four Noble Truths. I said, okay, to use to say all the stuff suffering. But for us, we need to live a change. Sajya tamje dunga. Sajya, that's called Sajya tamje dunga. Sajya means all the contaminated things are, you know, suffering. Chö tamje tongshin dhamneva. Chö tamje tongshin dhamneva. Tongshin dhamneva. How is it? The third one, Dr. Brown. Oh, empty. Everything is empty. So now, So there, you know, there's a little more complicated experience. It's quite, quite complicated itself. Chotamje tongshi. Dharma, what is it? Please, can you repeat that?
Everything is empty.
Oh? The empty refers to what? What's the meaning of empty? Tongshi, dharma. Yeah? There's three things. So I'm not sure how many people here that took tennis class. So now it goes to Joey. Because we all decided tenet. empty, there's empty, there's no empty of three things. Three things, not just no empty of three things. Probably leave that maybe next class, I'm not sure how to say in English. Oh yes, there's three things. Maybe Tendela may remember. The first one is like that was like unchanging, like something unchanging that's permanent. So then, yeah. So now slowly, yeah, that's good to know. So there's three things. Okay, there's three things. So there's a second, third cell. Nyangel Devi Shiva. Then the last one. Last one, out of four seals, the last one. Nyangel Devi Shiva. So this is called four seals. So now, you know, books available, you can read, you know. So rather than relying on my broken English, you can probably read the better English in the books. So then after that, you can ask me, then I'll explain. So like in order to so now you know when you read please can you connect the dot can you connect them? Oh, Dharma, Four Noble Truth, that's important relationship. Four Noble Truth or Dharma, that's relationship. Can you relate? That's very important. Can you relate? Or maybe if I understand the Four Noble Truths, so that understanding will help or improve my understanding of Dharma. Can you make some link? So that's important. So then, like same understanding of Dharma, can you, having better understanding of Dharma, Four Noble Truths teachings and the Four Seals, can you make some link? Okay, can you make some link? understanding of four seals will then help improving my understanding of Dharma. So please make try to make some link. Tawakata ji chajas yabu shek guba de chan yun yabu yus. Samdo teta midunga peba dun den yun. Without those understanding, without those knowledge, then as I mentioned before, you know, I travel to Cambodia, I travel to Thailand, I travel to Laos, many. Yeah, culturally, these people are Buddhists. No, they, if you ask them, they say, I'm Buddhist. No, so, but their understanding of Buddhism, I'm not criticizing, I'm just telling you the truth. Buddhism is very, very poor, no, very, very poor. So then, almost it seems like that you're asking something, rather than you're trying to become, something, and you are just simply asking them to do something. So that's not right, you know, right? So very object that we are taking refuge, that we are hoping that we are going to become, you know, we are going to gain the ultimate, the comprehension, otherwise, rely on the conventional Dharma, we are going to gain ultimate Dharma. And we are going to become Sangha, we are going to become enlightened. No, with that kind of mindset, no, you take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, not like that you are asking them something for you, you know, to do for you. Make sense? Am I making sense? So, so you say, you know, like there's a, the people go to temple, then you ask them why you go to temple. Most of them say for good luck. For good luck, probably you don't have to probably go to temple, you know, if you work hard, so you will generate some wealth. Study, you know, modern education is solely designed to, you know, create wealth. No, it's not like to become more moral person, more compassionate person. It's not. This is designed to, you know, create wealth, basically. So they say, you know, for good luck, you know, when they go to the temple, it's good luck. When they go to that is all there, you know, it's not good. That's understanding of this is not good. So not goodness, it's poor. Oh, yeah, that's why he's only emphasizing, having just simple faith is not going to liberate us, no? It's not going to liberate us. It's not going to liberate us from complications. Having just simple faith, you know. So, faith, tenbe ngangsu shini, tenbala ishini kata kongshin. Lama Tsongkhapa, what Lama Tsongkhapa said, not in this book, another book, tenbe ngangsu shini, tenbala ishini kata kongshin. You understand, you study the teachings. So then, based on that, if you gain some faith through Shakyamuni Buddha, so that's how everybody should, you know, develop faith based on understanding of the teachings of the Buddha. So if any faith you gain from there, so that's how the faith should be developed. Not just, you know, so like that's what we do, that's the part of my family, it's not like that. Tenbe ngangzu shenye, knowing, study the teachings, analyze questions. Not just one question, many questions, ask questions. So then when you reach to aha moment, so then if you gain faith, then that's good. No? Then the answer should be tembala, ishini vatatu kawashos. Ishini vatatu kawashos. Now you understood, no? So now then you gain some faith. And another text, Lama Tsongkhapa, then the answer should be tembala, ishini vatatu kawashos. Tene, sanje le teba cheba tene, namba chata yin na mishin, dara, tisa mi chumru yu la, yin na sanje chimba yin sambar yungi yu, yin jang sanje la, tabin jine gogo da xie miwa, shik tebe toni rang ngara la, yin jie sambar yungi yu, jina tene namba chata yu la. So it's very, very important to understand how, you know, somebody become Buddhist, you know. So very, very important. Otherwise, you know, having some faith and not knowing whom you are taking refuge and for what, not knowing all of that, then it's like not much different. You know, almost everything's quite the same, you know, so there's the same kind of mindset, and you kind of mumble a few words, you know, say some word, but, you know, then it's hard to define whether you are Buddhist or not, hard to define, you know. So as I mentioned before, like, when you say a refuge in Buddhist is a prayer, if you feel like, oh, it's very liberating, it's very liberating. So then, you know, that's good. You have some knowledge, okay? So in Buddhism, knowledge is very important. So, starting for noble truth, you will, you know, understand what is Dharma, and that after that, understand Dharma, so then you will understand the who taught Dharma, so then, you know, understand the Sangha. Because physician is not here, but some other text. Physician, medicines, nurse. That's how sick people become heal or recover. Heavily rely on physician, medicine, nurse. You know, similar in, like, according to refuge teachings. So, seeing the, you know, Dharma is like medicine. In order to see Dharma is like medicine, so you have to understand this afflicted mind is sicknesses, disease. If you don't understand, you know, or anger is a disease, so then, you know, you don't seek medicines, you know. So that's all the afflicted mind is like illnesses. Dharma is like medicines. All the here, you know, guided meditation, somebody explained to you, this all Sangha, you know, help you like nurse. So then with that, you know, then we will be healed from ill will or afflicted mind. So therefore it's important to understand, to see. It's not just, you know, physicians and the medicine and the nurse, rather than seeing, oh, somebody eternally powerful, maybe I can ask something. So there's misunderstanding. Misunderstanding. So that's important. So then with that understanding, then if you do refuge, you know, if you say, you know, Namo Guru, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, then it means something, no? It means something, no? That I'm very, very interested, and I'm the one who's seeking, you know, liberations. Therefore, I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So, whole reason is to, you know, to liberate myself. So then Buddha Dhamma Sangha become the object of refuge for those kind of, you know, peoples. No? So then I'm eating a little bit here, there, you know, from different books. So then because of that, then, you know, you set up, you know, the object of refuge or refuge field. You set up refuge field before you say the word, you just set up refuge field. Teta chabiyo sadabara thoma gesin chepa jingan shiye sumbe chamdo machungo to thoma ten dewa la kyunne je kundar limichu. So then what, this is very important here, gesin chepa jingan is like, with the positive mindset, as I mentioned before, with the positive mind, then you set up refuge field, then you do refuge Buddhist prayer, right? And that positive mind, mental state, where that the positive mindset refers to positive mind. What kind of positive mind? Chamdo majengu tomaten de wala kani je kunda zumbuchi, you know. Of course, it begins with a cleaning environment. Cleaning environment. Oh, yeah. something that American people love to do, very excited to do. particular office. So anyway, it's beginning the cleaning environment, So then you sit on cushions. So then setting up, you know, positive state of mind. What kind of positive state of mind? Je kuntang rinpoche. Je kuntang. Kuntang lama. That's Tibetan master. Kuntang lama. Kuntang rinpoche. There's like collection of, you know, advice given to the practitioners. All kind of advice, you know, about precious human life, about impermanence. So this one is Tu lenji nyebe tanjo desu. This precious human life, this very precious human life that we have. Lama Kundan said, Tu lenji nyebe. It's very, very rare. Okay, it's very rare. Does not mean that we never become human before, it's not like that, but it's very, very rare. Extremely rare. Therefore, it's precious. So, you may know this precious human life. So, that's the kind of mindset, okay? With positive mindset, then you set up refuge. What the positive mind, according to this teaching, refers to how you set a positive mind. You think about that, no? This precious human life. It's extremely rare, and luckily it happens. It happens, I say, in this time that I become one of, achieve this precious human life. This precious human life may slip through your hand doing not much. No? Make sense? This precious human life slip through doing not much. That doing not much, what that refers to? That refers to, according to these teachings, refers to liberations, enlightenment, right? It's not like, you know, better health. No, it's not like that. No, more money, it's not refers to that. No, it's like better going towards that direction, no, going towards that direction. You know, without, this is like boat, no? According to Shantideva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, this is boat. So you may, you know, this boat may just, you know, break down in the middle of the oceans, not even able to, you know, tune, or, you know, not able to just tune the directions, you know, so the oceans, the other side oceans, not even able to tune the boat in that directions. Maybe tune some wrong direction, or may just lose like that, or. Therefore, path that leads to liberations. So now it's very, very critical moment to think, so to find that path, at least to just to see the path, or maybe, you know, to direct yourself on that direction, you know, that direction. How far you can go, that's very much depend on individuals, but at least you can, you know, you can tune into that direction, you know. At least the boat is going towards right directions, not so how far, you know, like how soon, but at least, you know, it's going to that direction. Tatabe lamla nye reze, tente ji kume cha desu, she sung bata, so, she sung bata, toma me ram mi de bata, so, dewa dupa, yinze, menja dewa dunga shepa, right from the beginning, all of us, including myself, right from the beginning, we all seeking happiness, and we all trying to avoid suffering. Right from the beginning, that's our birthright. according to His Holiness Dalai Lama, is our birthright. Every living being, you know, as soon as we wake up, as soon as we open our eyes, everybody, we all are seeking some kind of happiness. We don't need reason. There's no reason. There don't need reason. There's like. When the devata dunga shabani, ngazu lobu ji chenchi ki junga le, lola shabu 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 teta means it. So, but you know, that's the reality. But we think, oh, like, you know, problem or complications, or because of my job, because of my work, because of my partner, because of my, so many reasons, you know. So, because of Gishi Sambo? Quite often, I think that because of my suffering, it's because of Gishi Sambo. He's not doing something right. Because of that, I'm become unhappy. Yeah. We know happiness, sufferings, and we think it's all due to the temporary causes and conditions. That's all we think. Temporary causes and conditions, you know, then temporary cause and condition could blame someone else in the house, all kinds of things. Lobuji change, like immediate cause and condition, immediate causes and conditions. So this teaching right now is for knowledge, okay, it's for knowledge. So see, this teaching is like I say, is designed to someone who's seriously seeking liberations, you know. So then this kind of mindset is very important. All the, you know, sufferings, complications, you know, all the happiness is not rely on temporary causes and conditions. It's much more complicated than that. That's how, as a human nature, that's how, not just you, that's all, we all, that's what we think. That's human nature, you know. So says you have a means that the So now, when you think about Four Noble Truth, Second Truth, the car is not listed. Car is not listed. Friend is not listed. House is not listed. Job is not listed. Your boss in job not listed there. What is listed in the Second Noble Truth? What is listed there? What is the second, the cause of suffering? What is there? It's not what we think. It's not Gishi Sambo is there. Gishi Sambo's name is not there. I just put it there. Action. Disturbing thought. Action and disturbing thought. That's the origin of, you know, that's the ultimate source of all the complications. Action that causes by, produced by disturbing thought. That is what it is, no? That's the second number. Dunga dan, dewa da dunga ni, ra rang ki juda chen li di ni junga ta chupa yis. Yujin tiya rimshi tukab zhele, tome dunga, yujin tiya rimshi tukab. So then, when you it's not like caused by temporary things, that what we think is caused by cause and conditions. That cause and conditions, if you, further analyze, then cause and conditions, then there's, you know, it's due to, actions, what we call karma. So I believe, being here 15 years, I believe, talking to many, many people. So blaming oneself, you know, being very critical, being very harsh, I think that's something to do with lack of understanding of causality. I truly believe that with my experience that I have with the people, you know. Not lack of under the good understanding of causality, natural law of causalities, and a lot of people end up blaming themselves. I truly believe that. Here's what Jesus said, So all this, you know, like all the existence is not part of consciousness. All these things here, table, everything, cloth, everything, these are not consciousness, but these things exist. Then there's consciousness or mind or thought, all of that coming to exist heavily depend on causes and conditions. Okay, causes and conditions. So then when you talk about the cause, they are like immediate cause, conditional cause, there's no many, many different types of cause. For example, this very peripheral, immediate cause is like piece of wood. Secondary cause, what do you call it? Can you remember then it's like tools, machines, persons, you know, this is all contributed to, you know, this prayer. That's how the prayer will become piece of wood, machines, and person has to have knowledge how to use the machines, tools, and has to have some ideas. And then all of that contributed to this prayer. That's how the prayer will take place. That's the example. So similar, every product has to have, you know, those kind of causes and conditions. Jiu negami Jesu Rimbe Debu Churgens or Churgens Church Govale, Jule, Jumele Chavata, Jumele Chava. That's all the product that happened, that's exactly how it happened. It has immediate cause for tree, the seed. Then the secondary cause, heat, moisture, the water, the oxygen, all that, you know, contributed so the tree grows. Everything, every product has like that similar pattern. How is it? Similar pattern? Pattern, or similar. Or some, there's, you know, some theory. There's all, no cause. It just happened. There's no cause. Then why it didn't happen all the time? Why it happened once a time? If there's no cause, why it happened all the time? Why it happened one time, it doesn't happen again? If there's no cause, it should happen all the time. So that, you know, theory is no. Causes by somebody. It's caused by, you know, some. It's caused by somebody. Even before Buddhism, there are many India. There's many, many different theories. You know, they think, oh, there's no cause. It just happened. And it's just, you know, here what we call accident, random. Logically, it can be random. You know, if it's just random, then it has to happen all the time. It can be random because clearly proved there's no cause. So, so then you're thinking, or maybe like some eternal force created that. So then, according to the concept of karma and emptiness, according to those concepts, then, you know, it's created by someone. That's big, I say, contradictions. Make sense? Therefore, everything is happening due to cause and condition. It's not like some, like, it's not random, it's not accident, it's not created by somebody, it's just happened based on causes and conditions. Therefore, it can be changed, anything can be changed because it's produced by causes and conditions. 대답이 삼은 땅 어떤 거 자와 세리기 시바시 여바테 아니 여바시 이나지 대내 진지 보인사 대신제 수지 how we are doing anybody fall head is falling down no so I thought it's quite important to explain that before setting up refuge field so make sure that we understand what refuge is you know it's a simple word refuge but you know it's not that simple you know no there's even there's so much to learn just refuge oh yeah so if nobody's head is falling down then I'll continue maybe tava sabi ki shiba shiba di ranchi shiba shiki nase sabi ki shiba teni chuni shiba inse so what we call now what we call we have this mind what we call mind that's like as a that is nature no there's no really reason why I have mind do you have any reason why you have mind huh Dr. Brown, you have any reason why you have mind? It's nature. See, when you pour the water, water will never go up. It always go down. What is that? There's nothing much to prove. That's nature. When you lit fire always burn up. Fire never burn down. What is that? That's nature. That's nature. You know, it's nature. That's not much to prove. Kuchini, not chini. Similar here, mind. No, chini. Jibo. Teaching is su. Jinji. Same. Jibo. Pemboshi. Shall we have chini? And other hands, there's other things called. They are not mind. Like such travel. Those all this exist. No, that's also nature. No? That's also nature. Nangshiba. That then it's soa. Dedo. Jumatan. So. Nangshiba jin tsuwa dewa dedu yunga ta. Chi tsuwa yunga diya chini redu. Ti na tsuwa dewa yunga ni, tsuwa dedu yunga ni, tome lele yin so. So because of mind, so then there's like, I say, there's like sufferings, complications, there's like happiness. There's also, you know, because of the mind. Tsuwa yunga diya chini redu, that's also nature, you know, because of the mind, that's also pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, all of that. Tome dedu lelis, tome dedu lelis. Tome dedu lelis. So according to Buddhism, complication, happiness, this is all based on actions that's produced by thoughts. Okay? So that's the conclusions. It's not something else. That's the conclusion. So think about the dewa dan dunga je tsuwa yunga ni teta riti bi ju kanji rangi shen la neba cheba ngozu tenpa huwa nebe chawa matu na nebe sanbe tuni sabi jenji jesu dunga yunga tela dunga je dupje leji jesu so this is a little bit about no this is all due to causalities so when you think like immediately when you think you know if you be nice you know, so other person is going to be nice to you. So that's something that we see, right? That's something we see, you know. When you drive, if you let that person go, most of the time, that person will let that person go. There's no immediate causalities. No? So if you don't let somebody go, that person will not let go. So one time I was coming here, somebody driving. I said somebody let it go. Somebody I just out of blue I just told, oh that person is going to Kadamba Center. Turns out that person is going to Kadamba Center. No, small things, I say. Small things, but you know, green. Lesson chawala tani juwa yinje, sumba yinje. Lesson chawa shabani, chawa yabushi kunan juwa yinje. Same for me, juwa yinje. Lesson chawa yinje. Lesson chawa yinje. So basically, karma means actions, you know, actions. So then actions, there's different types of actions. Actions that are solely produced by positive state of mind. So then actions, you know, that's good actions. The action that produced by negative state of mind, that's negative actions. So then empty actions, I said many times, counts. Whether they're produced by dog or cat, like Buddhist, non-Buddhist, believer, not believer, every action counts. You know, it's not like, oh, people who believe in something, their action counts. Other than that, nobody action counts. It's not like that. Every action counts. Every action matters. No? So, every action counts, you know, positive actions. It's positive action, whether the action is positive or negative, how you define the positive action and negative action, it very much depends on thought, the mindset. Thought. Because every action has a thought. No, we do things, you know, oh, I'm going to clean this cup, then you clean the cup. Oh, I don't want to clean the cup, you don't clean the cup. Every action that in day-to-day life that we do out of some kind of mindset, some kind of, you know, and that's called intention. You know, like motivation, the fancy word called motivation, intention, actually is like thought behind action. That is what it is. So there's initial thought, and the thought and time of action. There's two thoughts, two intentions, you know. Causal intentions are way before actions. No, so that the intentions and time of actions, there's two types of actions, you know, intentions. You could basically thought, it's thought, that's all. Whether you call it motivation, intention, mindset, it's all. It's every thought behind action, every action, thought. So that actions determine whether there's positive, it's going to be positive or negative, it's very much determined by thought behind that actions. So then that's a thought that counts. That's a thought that counts. Some people know that there's many discussions. Oh, bodhicitta, you mentioned bodhicitta. Yeah, that counts. That is a thought that counts. Oh, bodhicitta. Kulungi chabatan jayatani jusabha dhubha shinji. Lesan chavani kulungi ongi yungi yebes. Sim tumma duji ten yungi yus. Well-trained mind and wild mind. Well-trained mind, wild mind. Sintua. Well-tamed mind, wild mind. Well-tamed mind, wild mind. Symptoms. So then there's no symptoms. Ragatawa dunga miyoche. Oh. Chadaji. Dewa da dunga lubu du juma ta wisam lo koji yeba tada means. So that's what we think, oh, everything is just happen. It just happened. It's just, you know, this immediate, it happened immediately. It's just caused by immediate something. It's not, that's the wrong thinking. No, it's caused by causalities, you know, actions. Because then the Rana gets Judah Chenna to Yungi, Tina Tade and Aranzi Sente, Chenna should do come. Nimur Sunga do Yuna, Namji Sungi Yavada, Gavetola, Punji, Latte was. So that's why you sit on the cushion, then now you analyze what kind of mindset I have. Is my mind something, I'm thinking something good or I'm thinking something negative? You know? So that's the mindset. I'm thinking about precious human life. I'm thinking this life is so precious. I myself make sure this precious life doesn't just slip through my hand doing nothing. So that's how I set up, you know, this kind of positive mindset. Tenjonyaka, Tsilalong, Taiwet, then the Ishinori last. No, Taiwet, then the Ishinori last. So, Taiwet then refers to our precious human life, Ishinori last. It is far more precious than wish fulfilling jewel. Wish fulfilling jewel, there's no, you can get so much, you know, just thinking, you know, merely thinking of so many material objects, that's it. If you wish bodhicitta, the wish fulfilling jewel, will not provide you with bodhicitta, you know. Other things, you know, then other things. Say, for example, now probably wish fulfilling jewel is like American dollar, US dollar. You can get pretty much, you know, if you have, you know, you can get food, you can get a bit of clothes, you know, you can get so many things, you know. It's like modern days, wish-fulfilling jewel is like, you have money, you can buy all kinds of things. But you cannot buy bodhicitta. You cannot buy precious human life. So that's why this precious human life is far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewel. Any mental development because of, due to this precious human life, not due to, wish-fulfilling jewel. Private thing, the ishin no lela. So, that's how, that's the kind of mind, positive mindset before you set up a refuge field. When you read the Guru Puja, the Raghavan Gesin, the words that is like, I'm not sure, like, yeah, see, that is death. Huh?
Page 55.
Yeah, from the, how is it?
From the state of an exalted white virtuous
mind. That's exactly how you said it. It's exalted, how is it?
Exalted.
Exalted, what is that? Special? No, that you know, so anyway. So I'm not going to learn that word, sorry. Called Rafa Gisela. Okay, so that's how that mind, how you set up, that's guidelines, how you set up. First, sit down and analyze your mindset and you think about precious human life. That's exactly how you set up this mind. So then out of that positive mind, then you set up in a refuge bar, okay, refuge field. Tarayatente ishin no lila, tendanyeva tarisam shiis. Tendanyeva tarisam shiis. Nyekas, very difficult to find. Jigla, easy to lose. Nyeka jigla. Namgelodandas. It's like lightning. It's like lightning. It's happened, it's gone. It's like lightning. It's happened now, it's gone. Second, it's gone. It's like that, you know. Nyeka, very difficult to find. Jigla, easy to lose. Namgelodandas. It's like lightning. Sul-di-samnis, with that understanding, jide-chavakun, everything else, everything, will evolve, will change, whether we like or not, it will change. In India, when they walk into rice fields, when they harvesting rice, so you have to break the shell, what do you call? Husk. You have to separate rice. You can't just eat like that, You have to separate. So then what, the way they do, when there's wind, so they, Yeah, in the wind, heavily rely on wind. Yeah, so then all this bark, what do you call? Chaff. Yeah, you have no idea where it blow. It will blow any direction. It could be blown here. It will go here. Will go here. It goes everywhere. Like that. That's like how the evolution takes place. Everything. With this precious human life, everything evolved, everything changed. Like that. Mumbachawa is not only Nizekundus. Therefore, day and night, think something good. Think something positive, If you just think negative, if you lose this precious human life just thinking negative, that's big loss. So make sure that you think something positive, So that's all the teachings guide you to how to think positive. Easy to say, but when you come practical level, how you to go and think positive, So there's a Nijin Kundu Ningbo Lembilos. Day and night, want to think something positive, Even a dream or thinking something positive. Become habit. In the dream you are thinking of precious human life. Or in the dream you are saying Tara mantras. Or dream you are, thinking something positive. This all, can be done, huh? So Lama Tsongkhapa said, practitioner myself, I did the same things. If you have the same wish, then do the same things. You who are seeking liberation, do the same thing. That's how you turn this boat, you know, towards the right path. It will lead there, you know, eventually it will lead there. Nanjor means, you know, practitioners. I myself did the same thing, and if you are seeking liberation, do the same. Recursion number two, Tadjan, Tiji, Jansa, law, so recursion that. So it's not here, but in the other texts. Then maybe now time to go to bed. 8:20 is time to go to bed. For you, you know, I do nothing at home, so I just stay. You have to go to work tomorrow, so. This I see is quite, you know, important. So then, next Wednesday, see, please don't think that Guru Puja, oh, like, why Gila thinks so much? Guru Puja, you will know. This is very complicated practice, no? It's more complicated than we do Guru Puja at the center. You just know. We do Guru Puja and just read that. But when you explain, this is like a lot of information need to cover. So that's why it's not that, you know. So I'm also, as the last couple of days, thinking like how much I should say and how much I should not say. If I don't say enough, so then when you finish, then I say, okay, maybe I did not cover everything that, you know, is there. If I say too much, so I'm worried that, you know, our heads are going to blow up. So the next, now we have problem with the group, which not many people comes. Maybe next time there'll be, instead of, you know, bringing more people after the Guru Puja teachings, there will be only two. So I try to stop time, as we put it here, at 8:20, so I try to, you know, not because I'm tired, because I try to stick with the schedule. Because I myself suffered quite a bit when I went to Lama Sabarabhi teaching. Thinking that, oh, okay, maybe lean, you know, like, in the monastery, when you say dedication, then that means, when you dedicate, it's like, this class is about to finish. And when I was 1,000 years ago, I said, now dedication is like, I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm not sure, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Dedication, I thought, oh, now it's going to finish. At that time, Rinpoche teaching English, my English is very poor. I can hardly understand even two or three words. I'm sitting there like 9 hours in like straight through. I don't understand anything. I just sit there. You know. So the dedication, I don't understand. Then okay, maybe it should finish. Then it goes on and on and on and on and on. On like 3 hour dedication. So then, you know, your mind's all like beginning is kind of fresh, and in then it's like mixed with all kind of things, you know, like that is like really, really difficult. So that, therefore I stick with the schedule. Oh yeah, thank you, yeah. Maybe Saturday or dedication.
Okay. On page 246 in the prayer book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may it too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And if you turn back one page to 244 and 245, we'll say these prayers. Gari ra we kor we jing kam dir pendon de wa ma lu jun wene chen re zi wa ten zin gya so yi ja pe si te bar du ten gyur chi jonu yi e na ma wan jor tu awa ta re tsum pa rab so pa Lo sang gya we de ton le pel sho Sha ze kien gyur la ma so wa de Tu tu jang ji jang gung gya we Ten zing kum pel we kun zu do kor ze Chu sum kur we to do pa da so do jing and do ja ten sho me me se we te che che re zi Tari tu re so ha Om 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 tari tu tari tu re so.
Yeah, thank you, good night.